Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph Amud Beis Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph Ayin Dalet Amud Beis Bevas Sani Zayin Amud Beis Sani Beis Amud Aleph and Mem Tes and then the sugya of the line. Avela Dvarim, Sedi Zayin Amud Beis. So yesterday we spelled almost everything out. I just want to be able to make sure that we see how Memtes Amud Beis fits into the sugya. Memtes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Hodu Yosef Tom Avoyelu. This is Rabbi Yenison Ben Achinoy, Rabbi Yenison Ben Elazar, and Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. They were discussing in the union of books and of tuma. Hoda yosvika meboilu hodit nan. Omois melochis arbom chosarachas. Kineged me. Right? Kineged me. Kineged me is not a precise phrase. So the Gemara says, in other words, kineged me, it could be a source, it could be a drosha. Omar lu Rav Chanina bar Chama kineged avoydeis ha-mishkan. Omar lu Rav Yenison Rav Lazar kach omar Rav Shimon Rav Yosi ben Lekunya kineged milocha milachtoi umeleches shebetayra arboim chosirachas. And so Rashi says kineged avoydeis ha-mishkan. Oysen amnu yis shom beperek kol gadol hayutzrichin la mishkan uparshas shavus nismecha leparshas meleches hamishkan lil moed heymena. So Rashi is clear. If the Gemara is a little bit open, Rashi is very clear. Rashi says that the first sheet that can neged avodas hamishkan Chanina bar Chama is what Rashi quotes in Chumash. It's a medrash halacha. Lama nismecha Shabbos lemishkan. We find it several times. Vayakel and Kisisa, right? Es mikdashi tiruv shabsasi tishmeru. So why to be darshan tzmichas to figure out that the melachos of Shabbos come from the melachos of Mishkan? And Rav Yosi ben Lekunya said, Rav Shimon Rav Yosi ben Lekunya, that if you go through all of Chumash and you count up all the times that it uses the word, any phrase, any form of melacha, right? You do an advanced search on the word melacha, so it'll come up 61 times. And then if you remove it, Rav Chanan will point this out. And then if you take away the times that Melacha refers to the Rabboni Shalom's Melacha in creating the world, right, then and you'll be left with 40. You'll be left with 40. So we have to remove one more. So the Gemara says, which is the one that gets removed? No, if you remove all the Melachas, it's a very interesting comment. If you remove, and everybody quotes from Chanano, if you remove all the times it says Melach and Bria, and every time it says Melech es Avoda, Lagabe Yomtif, right? Why is that such an interesting Ha'ara, to remove Melech es Avoda? Because the Ramban, this is all quoted by, this Rabbi Chanan, as you've seen already, I hope you, quoted by the Ritva, and the Rajva, and the Ramban, they all quote Rabbi Chanan. And that's very important because the Ramban, this Ha'orah is important, because the Ramban is the Mechanesh of the Ha'orah, that if you look through all of Chumash, you'll see that whenever the Torah discusses Melacha and Yom Tov, it's always referred to as Melech es Avoda, except for two times. Once in Yom Kippur, and once in Perek Yudbeis, in Parshas Bo, where the Torah says, Leisas Melacha achas yochol nevesh hu levad yosel lachem. So the Ramban develops the idea that Melacha and Yom Tov is fundamentally a different idea than Melacha and Shabbos. The way that we usually say it, and the way that the Tosfos says it, and the way the Rambam says it, is that Melachos and Yom Tov are the same as Melachos and Shabbos, with the exception of Eichel Nefesh. Shagas Aryeh says because it's Simchas Yom Tov. Right? Says the Ramban, no. That if you look through all of Chumash, you'll see that Yom Tov is defined differently than Shabbos. Melachos Avoda is different than Melacha. There are two exceptions, Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, Taki, you don't do Melachos Eichel Nefesh. And Pesach, because in Parshas Bo, that's exactly where the Torah says, don't do any Melacha. But here I'm talking about Achshech Eichel Nefesh. So that's why it doesn't have to use the term Melachos Avoda. But it's a different term, a different phrase. So that's why it's fascinating that Rabbeinu Hananel would point out that this Gemara is assuming you know this word. This Gemara is assuming that Melacha in Bria Silence of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melacha. Melacha and Yom Tov is taka defined differently. And therefore that doesn't come into the count. It's a different getter. Ramban says that Meleches Avoda are Melachas that you do for a long time, you do for a season at a time. And Melacha includes those Melachas and Melachas you do right away. Cooking, you don't cook for a whole season. Right? You don't shecht for a whole season. Takamut and Yom Tov. All right, so that's for another time. But that's a very interesting ha'ara in light of that Ramban. The Ramban is in light of this Gemara probably. Okay? So now you're left with 40. So the Gemara says, Boy Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef wants to know which is the one that's getting dropped. So Vilna Gaon points out that's the pshat in our boim chosarachas. That it's our boim, but there's one that got dropped. Which one? So that's the machlokes. Whether it's the vayovay abayisa lasois melachdoi, or whether it's the melacha isa dayom. One of them has got to go. Both are candidates. Right? Vayovay abayisa lasois melachdoi minyonahu. Rashi quotes the famous Midrash of Yosef being frozen and not being nishal because of Demus Yoiknei, and because he hears the Demus Yoiknei telling him, "Asidin achicha likosev avnei efoy." Right, this, Rashi quotes the Chumash as well. So Gemara says, "Vayovei abayis alaseis melachtim minyanu oiloi omlei abay v'leisei sefer teira v'limne." So let's check it out. Milei omar rabba b'marachonim yechonin loizazo mishamat sheiviyu sefer Torah umon Right, that in itself is a tremendous musa. Loizazo misham. Can you imagine what would we do? Somebody would say, comes up, is this included or not? Would we take out a Sefer Torah and go through from beginning to end, right, without a search, without a computer? Would we go from beginning to end to count every single time since Melacha to figure out whether we would say, Baruch Hashem Rechananel did it for us, or Semech Rechananel. Leizazu Misham, that's such a level of Avas HaTorah. They say that when, but when Chaim Volozhiner came to see the Vilna Gaon for the very first time, Chaim Volozhiner for the very first time came to the Vilna Gaon, and Chaim Volozhiner was already new, he's a young man, but he was already going out there. So he came to the Vilna Gaon, and as he introduced himself, so the Vilna Gaon asked him, how many times have you gone through Seder Moed? Gemara, Shas. So he said 14 times. So the Vilna Gaon said to him, 14 times, and you expect to know Seder Moed? So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, at that moment he realized that the Grosh should be his Rebbe. That different way of looking at things. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's also a story they tell, used to come to Vilna to raise his questions. So he came every few months. Rav Chaim was famous throughout Europe, but he accepted the position in Volozhin, which was a small, very small town. He accepted the position in Volozhin because it was close to Vilna. You can make it there, I think, within less than a day. It's a few hours away from Vilna. So he'd rather be in a small town and be able to see the Vilna Gaon. And he probably became the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. But being the Talmud, he never sat by the Vilna Gaon and learned in Shir. It means he came every so often, once every few months, and would spend 2 or 3 days there asking questions. So one time when he finished Masechta Sukkah, the story goes, so the Vilna Gaon asked them, you finished Masechta Sukkah? So how many times does the word Sukkah appear with a vote? And how many times without a vote? Right? And apparently there's some, I don't know the details, but apparently there's some gematria that it appears Samach Vav Chav Hei times with a vav and Samach Chav Hei, I think something along those lines. But the point is the following. The point is that the Vilna Gaon did not sit there counting the word Sukkah, right? But for the Vilna Gaon, there was such a Havas HaTorah on a level that's hard for us to understand that he couldn't help but notice it. Right? When a person is taken by something, you can't help but notice the details. So the Vilna Gaon's Havas HaTorah was so much, he couldn't help but notice every single time that he was a genius of a mind, so he was able to record it as he went along. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is saying there was such an Havas HaTorah that they wanted to know this detail. How many times they knew that the word Malacha came up 39 times. Right? That they knew. They weren't sure whether it was, whether it included Vayavoy Habaisal Asais Malachtoi. So I would say, alright, so it's one or the other. Let's go weiter, right? So I know it's one of these psukim. But the Avas HaTorah, the concern for understanding Torah with such accuracy, was such, so present to them, they couldn't move until they ironed out this detail. So Omar Lei, my suffix was really which of the malachis, which pasuk. Mishum desiv malachis of the yom, miminyanu. Well, commander malachis tzirachim nichnas edil mo vayovei abaisel l'sois malachtoi, miminyanu. Five malachis of the yom, mochi komer deshulmi avidita. It can go either way. Vayovei abaisel l'sois malachtoi can either mean that he went home to do his work, or it could be Lashon Saginar, that he was taken by his Yetzirah. And similarly, Vamlachos Leyom could mean that all the material was enough, or it could mean the Meleches Havo was enough. No, so he didn't know. Teiku and Taka, it's open. After all that work, that suffix remains open. No. What's the Machlekes then? Kineged melachta melacha melachta melecha shebetayra arbom chaserachas, or is it kineged avoides and mishka? No, so pashtos. What's the machlekes? So one side is clear, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu leisasakol melacha. That's what we're focusing in on now. We're focusing in on what was the Messiah from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't do Malacha on Shabbos. No, what else did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? How are we going to define Malacha? So, the first Shita, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama is clear. That Kadosh Baruch Hu either told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you a Marah Mokim, Avodas HaMishkan. Or Moshe Rabbeinu on his own figured out a hekesh. Smichas apsukim. He figured out on his own. It's one of the midos. Shantayim Adreshes fan that if you have two items that don't belong in the same pasuk and they're in the same pasuk, that's the limud. So one or the other. Alright? But at least we have a tight approach. Either a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe and Maramoka in Mishkan, or Moshe Rabbeinu based on midos. Shatora and the dresh when darshan it. Fine. How did he come up with the number 39? No. What's the assumption? The nail? Alright. Came up with when he went through the Malach Esam Mishkan, so he realized that there were 39. It could have been 41. According to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, it is 41. Right? But according to the Tana of the Mishnah, 39 Malachis. Yeah? We'll see, you have to figure it out. Yeah? Was that? Why? No, so we'll see. We'll see. Look at Tais Arbom, Avais Malachis, Chaser Achas Keneged Me. Taharve Malachis Yeshe Damyun Ladodi. V'hava lon l'meshevinu kulon ki'achas. Kidet parch v'rakal godol. Hainu zoyer, hainu bar, hainu merakeh. U'mishum chiluk mu'ot sheb'ineyem lo'yhavi mechalkinan lu. Ilav dikim lu, dilamites melochis ein kineged shum dover. L'chach boi kineged mi. So Tosfos says, mamish the way that we're learning, that this Gemara has to be understood in light of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Right? Until you get to Ayin Gimli, there's no point in this Gemara. What do you mean, Kineged me? Hey, yois, that you have Boirer, Zoyre, Merakeh. And there's a Chiluk Muad Beinayim. Right? Not that much different than Choyfer, Choyreitz, and Choyresh. So they should all be Ovois, but listed as one entry in the Mishnah. There should be 37 malachas. Right? Nu Daniel, so how does the Gemara answer? How does Reb Chanina Bar Chama answer that question now? Was that? No. Go ahead. You have to say, Choyfer, Choyreitz, and Choyreitz. There was no Choyfer in Mishkan. There was no Choyreitz in Mishkan. Say, Ein Achanami, that there's a Chiluk Mu'ot, that's a Vayu, Verova, the Amri Tarayu. That when they went through the Mishkan, they listed all the Malachis. Right now we have, there's one other Prat that we'll get to on Sunday. And that was whether it was factual or retrospective, the psicha de letal. So there's one other nakuda that we're fudging over right now. Exactly how did they figure out the malachis and mishkan? That's the next step. But apparently, however he figured it out, it was 39 malachis, and ein achanami, there'll be malachis that are very, very close together, but they're not kolol, right? Ein heimud beis, the Gemara says that mesach, and Erech actually includes something. Nope. So then you only count one. But over here, Borei, Merakit, and Zerah were done separately. They had to be done to get rid of the Tzroira, as Rashi says. To get rid of the Kashin. They had to be done separately. So therefore, they all entered in. But apparently it seems from Rav Chanina Bar Chama, they can neged Avodas and Mishkan, both Rashi and Tosfos are saying that it's entirely learned from Mishkan. That's the Hekesh. Right now, so what does Rabbi Yenison Rabbi Loza say? What does Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi Ben Lukunya say? No, go ahead, Harold.
You know, we say they probably work together, meaning that there are a bunch of blockers in the Mishkan, but they sort of needed a limiting number.
A cap or a number to go to.
So we get the cap from the number of caps.
Okay, so is that correct? That's Pshat? Go ahead. Was that?
Sounds like Rava.
Sounds like Rava. We're not ready for that yet. First, after Pshat of Meir. Sounds like Rava. Right? Because the bind Rava never to Vayat Ha'ad Mishkan Chashuva. But Rava has to invoke a number, a Rebut HaNasi. And Rashi, interestingly enough, quotes which Gemara for that number? An Ayin Gim Ayin Dalam and Aleph. What does he quote? How does he get his number 39 according to Rava? But what does he quote? Which Gemara? An Ayin Dam and Aleph? Eila Advar, he quotes Sadi Zayin Mid Beis. Why does he quote him Testament Beis? So let's go step by step. Alright? First of all, what's Pshat in the Gemara over here? Nope. Harold said that the Pshat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya is maskim with Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, but he believes you needed a number to go for. No? Pshat or not pshat? Raya? Was that? No? Right, so that's Tosis's first approach. That what Harold was saying, you'll find in the Ramban and the Ritva and the almost all the Chachmei Svarah. Tosis rejects that. All right, why? Because the Gemara continues. Tanya kimanda Omar kineged avodas haMishkan. What do you mean, Kimanda Omar kineged avodas haMishkan? According to what Harold said, that's not a raya to any Tana. They're both kineged avodas haMishkan. Tanya kimanda Omar kineged avodas haMishkan. The Tanya in Chayav and Ella al Melacha shekiyotzei bo ha'isom haMishkan. Heim zara v'temlei tizru. Heim kosher v'temlei tizru. Heim helu as a krushim. Crushing me, karkala gola. Vatem leitach nisa, vachule vachule. And what's interesting, by the way, is that you have again over here, Michael Ovid, Abai Ravadamri Tavar, the same phrase. Alright, so now, so what are we saying? The Gemara says it's Dacha Machlaikas. So how can we Machlaikas? So on that basis, Taisa rejects what Harold suggested. Alright, look inside. Kineged kol malachis shemitar lechara near the yalif nami mimishkan. You have to say that they both learned everything from Mishkan. Sharei lachach nisvacha parsha shabla parsha Mishkan. Va'od the ila yalif mimishkan. This is the most powerful question. Im kain heichi yadina lididei aininu aves malachis vaytoldeis. Dein svarolay meshemidatum biru malachis hachashuvois va'osim aves. Right? In other words, what was bothering Harold? Why did he come up with this new pshat that's not mentioned b'chlal in the Gemara? That everybody followed the Mishkan, it was only a question, was there an artificial cap or was there an integral cap? What drove him to say such a pshat? Because if you don't say that pshat, so you don't understand the second sheet of b'chlal. There's a gaping hole in the second sheet, the 39. 39 malachis. No, so what? So where do you look for these malachis? So you look in food production, you look in building, you look in making clothes, you look in making hides. How do you know where to look? And the truth is that we know that if we were forced to figure out 39 within food production, we'd find 39 there. 39, we'd find 39 in Binyan. We'd find in writing. Right? We could find more malachis in making ink and so on. Say there you have. So that's what drove Tosfos and the Chachmei Svarad to say it can't be. It just can't be that he was given 39. That's the Machlekes. That's what it seems. It seems what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? It would seem that according to Rabbi Yonah's son, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, he was told Melacha, figure out what Melacha is. So Moshe Rabbeinu either went to Mishkan or went to Hekesh. But according to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya, he was told nothing. He was told the opposite. He was told there are 39 Aves Melachis. Nothing else. So places it can't be. Impossible. Me'eza Svara. Right? That's what the Gemara and Ayin Gemara Bay says. If that's the case, then Zoyer Boimer Rakein. How can you make three Avis out of them? So the Gemara says you have to go back to Mishkan. That's what Tosfos for. That he's forming that question. But next kasha, the behedya tenan lekamun vaz Zoyerik hamoyshid chayav shekach hoyisav avoidas haMishkan The Mishnah says that how do we know that Moishit is part of the Melacha Vaitzah to push from one to the other? Ella says Taisviz, Lefish Yesh Melacha is Doimais, Zolazo. The Onu Oisin Shteyen, Ovois Kimirakid Uboirer, Lachachil Kuchachomim Lashlim, Minyan Melacha Shabbatayra, Hoel Vachalukis Ktsa Zomizo. So Taisviz presents what you'll find in all the Chachmei Svarim, exactly what the Herald said, that everybody holds is based on Mishkan. The only question is, was there a number placed? Right? That sounds taka like the Machlokes of Abaye Rava. Right? Everybody, both Abaye Rava say comes from Mishkan. Abaye says, has a Svara Shekin Oni Oich Lepita Malay Kdisha. And Rava says, we were stuck with a number. Rava is nidcha because a number doesn't explain everything. Right? Abaye maintained because it's a svara. So it says Taisvis, but the pshat's a terrible pshat. Why? Because he can't read in the Gemara. V'ef shaloymar kein. As attractive as this pshat is, v'ef shaloymar kein. Delay polling. Midikomer b'samech tanya kamandomer k'neged avodas mishkan. Mashman de plige. That's kasha number one. How are you going to finish the Gemara? Va'od leman de lesle de rosha de meleches umelacha min nolei de chashib zayre u bayrer v'shtayim. Va'od, in other words, what Tais is assuming in this line? Va'od leman de lesle de rosha de meleches umelacha min nolei de chashib zayre u bayrer v'shtayim. No. The first Tana who holds Kenegar Avodas and Mishkan. So what's bothering Tosfos? No. Ben? Right, what Daniel was saying before. How does he know? So why is Tosfos asking that question now? The point of Tosfos is to point out why you cannot say that they both agree on Avodas and Mishkan and only differ on whether there's an integral cap or whether there's an artificial cap, artificial number. So Tosfos, reason number one, you can't go for that pshat, is why? No, because how do you go ahead? So reason number one is because he can't read from the Gemara, it says there is a machlokes. Reason number two is how could anybody, just like Tosfos opened up by saying, how could anybody say that we can use the number 39? So now Tosfos is saying the exact out. How could anybody say that Melechas and Mishkan alone is going to give you 39? Who taught you to make machalik between Zer and Bayra? Weiter, va'od lekamon mashma, dimitam kidikineged avoynes and mishkan gureda islan lachshavinu betarte. Dika omer abayi v'rava v'periklal gadol kol milso da'avi v'mishkan avolgav de'ikad damila chashivla. And then he says, and furthermore, because we're very high on shat and Tosfos, and furthermore, our Gemara Ayin Gimel Amud Beis is the one that says you can learn it from Mishkan. Right? So the last line of Tosfos says the Pshat against what Herod was saying, against what the Chachmei Sfarad was saying. Right? The last line of Tosfos says that there is, the machlokes over here is, as we've been saying, a machlokes tanoim, whether the meleches on Mishkan come from, whether the meleches of Shabbos come from Mishkan, and the last line of Taisha says, you see from the Gemara and Gilmah with Beis, that you can learn it directly from Mishkan. Hach the Havi be Mishkan Chashiva. Zoyrev Boimer Rakid Abai Radami Tavayu was in Mishkan. And there's an alternate Shita Satanoim that says, doesn't mention Mishkan Bechlau. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the job of figuring out the 39 major activities of life. No, what are you saying? So now, if we follow through Tosfos, there's one bump in the meaning Tosfos, correct? But if we follow through Tosfos, the major kasha is, you know, how could Moshe Rabbeinu, how could Chazal figure this out? But the major if we follow through the Gemaras now, so what happens? The Gemara, how does this Sugyan Mem Testament base end up? What's the Maskana of Mem Testament base? No? What's the Maskana? According to Tosfos, what's the Maskana have to be? No, go ahead, hello? Have a Machlaikas, and the Gemara says, Tanya, Kimanda Omar. No, so what's the Maskana? Melechus HaMishkan. According to the Maskana of our Gemara, Reb Shimon, Reb Yaisi ben Lakunya, is the Shita Dechuya. It doesn't come up anymore. The Shita's Tanom, it doesn't come up anymore. The Reb Yehuda Anasi gave us 39 Omis Melechus in... I know that could be going to anyone, but Rabbi Nasi quoted the Mishnah of Tzani Zayin and Aleph from Mishkan, right? And according to our Gemara 9 Gimel, so the Gemara wants to understand why is Zayir Bemeraki there? So that's according to the Tana who went back to Mishkan. We don't know what the list is according to the Tana. That's a bayu of a rav amitar bayu. They both chose the shita of Reb Chanina bar Chama. Can I get a vayis a mishkan? That's why Rashi, when he has to explain a rava, he doesn't go back to Mem Testament base. That shita was pushed away. It's finished. He has to go to Tzadi Zayin base. It is an artificial cap. It will not come from Malachis. It will not be the shita. So this shita is finished, as far as Masechta Shabbos goes, it died in Mem Testament base. No, Phil? Say it again? Why one Shita is... because of that one line in the Gemara. Tanya Kimanda Omar Kineged Avodas HaMishkan. So Kimanda Omar, according to the way that the Ramban and the Rajvolim Shat, all Tanoim say Kineged Avodas HaMishkan. The number doesn't come from Lachos Avodas HaMishkan. Right? So then this Braisa doesn't prove anything. First of all, there's hardly a Machlokes. But the Braisa doesn't prove anything. Braisa says, you learn Eitzah from Mishkan. No, Kohen Luchuli Almi learn Eitzah from Mishkan. The only question was, are we forced to limit or to expand the Malachis of Mishkan 39? So this Braisa tells you nothing about that. So that's what forced Tosfos to reject the more obvious and the easier pshat, right? The one that we're more comfortable with, because that's how we paskin, that Malachis all come from Mishkan. But now, based on this Tosfos and the Rashi, so we can say clearly, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Lisasiko Malacha, Moshe Rabbeinu Darshan Smuchin. That's what Rashi says. Whether he Darshan or Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, that's impossible to know. He Darshan Smuchin. Chazal Darshan Smuchin. Right? There would even be the Pashtus. It's highly theoretical. But Pashtus, it would be available for Batidinim to argue which are the 39. Lasid Lavoi, it's conceivable that if you have a Beidin that's got a B'chofim Minyan, they could give us a different 39. Because that was a Torah Masa Chachamim. Right? The precise definition of the Ovais Melachis was not a Lachal Meish Misinai. HaTorah Masa Chachamim. Hekish, and Chazal figured it out. Right? That's the Shita. And the other Shita is that HaTaira Masa Chachamim 39. Now go figure it out. There is a, just by way of illustration, there's a Gemara in Sukkah in a few places. The Gemara says that the Sheva Minim, which is Baruch of Eretz Yisrael, are all Shiurim. Right? Sa'ira is Etzim Ameis. Kizayis is Shir Achila. Rimon is the Shir of the hole in that breaks a Keli. Right? So every one of those is a Shir. Right? The Machlaik is exactly about some of the Shir. So some Achrayim say, and Rabbi Yehuda is one of them, says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Shiurim. And Chazal had to match up which halachas went to that shir. Kadosh Baruch Hu said Kizayis. That they had to figure out what are they going to make it to Kizayis. Kadosh Baruch Hu said Sholesh al Sholesh Sholesh. So Chazal said they had, it has to be to shir and tumah. Now this is, and the Tziv disagrees. It says it wasn't like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave shirim. But that's how the Netziv, that's how the Neidim Yehuda explains that sometimes it's a machlekes about shiurim. I said, "Lachlomish misi akayev machlekes." So the Netziv says that's one of the halachis that was forgotten with tkufas and still been kenaz, like the Marsan and Yuma. And then Yehuda says, "No, wasn't forgotten, but Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't mandate. There was no lachlomish misi." Similarly over here, what the Neidim Yehuda says as being the correct paradigm over there, over here, that is the model that Tosfos says was nidches. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, get me 39 avos melachos. However you do it, figure it out. So that shita, what I'm pointing out now is, according to Tosfos, that shita must be an arguing shita, and it was nidches. And that's why it doesn't make its way into the Mishnayos later on, and doesn't make its way into the Gemara later on. So it's a shita d'chuyah. Alright? So far what's still upsetting is that one line in Tosfos, right? Va'od leman de lesley derosha de meleches and melacha min nolei de choshim zoyre uboyre b'shtayim. So it's not so, the line is not so aggravating, it's just that the flow of Tosfos is va'od leman, va'od lekam and mashna. And one line seems to go against a different line. I have to work on this. How to iron out the Tosfos. Yeah.
Tosfos here is holding up the beginning of the British tradition. Is that, for example, they're saying in Kumar and Gaza?
Why?
They're saying that it's a bit the need of Mishkanah of Shivas, and that's.
No, oh, so it would be a problem because Tosfos wouldn't have to have the Mishkan Hashiva. He could make it learn either one. He could learn any pshat is open. Hach to have a Mishkan Hashiva if it was in Mishkan. Hach to have a Mishkan Hashiva if it was significant in Mishkan. Or hach to have a Mishkan v'chashiva. They used two variables, but they weren't forced to a number. The number came on its own. L'araya. That if Yehuda Bar Eloi says they're 41. Can they get out? Correct. Can they get out? Avodas and Mishkan means they found 39 significant malachas in Mishkan. All right. Now, so let's look at the Ramban. Any of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, it's almost the exact same thing. Or you can follow in again in Tosfos. First, they all come in a Hanano. And then, after quoting the Hanano, Vahavi Yoideya. In the Ramban, it's Vahavi Yoideya. In the Ramban, it's on page Kuf Ayin He, near the number 30. Right, but if you have the Rashba, the Ritva, whatever reason you have, handy in the desk, you can open up the Testament base. They all say the came out the same thing. I didn't check. Who the Ramban has it? I didn't check. Want to get the Rashba? Did I have it? I have it. Oh, he's a Rambam. He's a Rambam. Yeah. He's this. He's after this. It's a Rambam. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have all the Kovis and Forshim have the have everything. Just have to get the shape to stop it around, but. So it says the Ramban, have you got the question first, the probably says it's Chelik Aleph. Okay, that's very expensive. The have a idea is l'divri akoil oisan melachis v'yuban mishkan chashuvin v'kori lehu of everyone is masking to that. That's the first day in Tosfos. V'osan shleyoyuban mishkan kori lehu tolda the ilav hachi Lama kora laze om laze tolda. Right? And that's what Tosfos points out. What are you going to do with Zayre Bayre Raki? Ela lemar gomar kula milsa mi mishkan. Ulemar hayuchachomim oisan kulan ovois. Ela shemotsu lehen smach biminyan milaches shebetora. Vekevon shiyodu minyonon lomnu chashivuson mi mishka. Again, elo lemar gomar kula milsa mi mishkan. First shita is everything came from mishkan. Ulemar and the second shita hayu chachamim oisin kulon avos. Chachamim would have made everything that went on the mishkan. They would have microanalyzed it and made them all avos elo shemotzul and smach b'minyan melachei shebetoira. So there, I don't know what this is, shemotzul and smach. V'kevon sheyodu minyanon. Right, what's the kevon sheyodu minyanon? So l'aniyas daiti, what it means is that the Rabban Shem gave him, said number 39. And they found the smach for 39 b'minyan melachei shebetoira. So once they were forced at 39, then lomdu chashivusam mishkan. Then they said we have to learn relative significance. In other words, they mapped out all the malachis in mishkan, right? And they mapped out with the significant variance, right? It was a mathematical, it was statistics. So they would map out the malachos that were, they would map out the situations that statistically were most different. And then they took the top 39 that were ranked in accordance with their distinctiveness. So that's what Chazal did. From top to bottom, they mapped out malachos. So certain things are easy. Zoreya is not like Kosev. Right? Bone is not like Kotzer. But then, so that was easy. The first 30 were probably very easy. Maybe the first 35 were easy. And then they had this huge list, and in that list there was probably Kotesh, and maybe there was Neitei, I'm sure. And until they got to number 39. So Zoyre, Boyre, Merake made it in, and Kotesh didn't make it in. One second. Right in the Ramban. Inami, or alternatively, the avos v'tol they say in our kol moedim shelondu mi mishkan elo lachshoiv oid in yanim achirim limlachis shelo hayu ba mishkan loy av v'loy tolde shelo pelige v'mar keim l'hab in mishkan kalal potter olal ulamar min minyan lomdu ze. Right, second day in the Ramban, a little bit more complex, is that they learned the Avos and Toldos from Mishkan, and then they added on more things that they thought were very, very important that were perhaps not in Mishkan. Ela lashim oidin yanim achem lemlochis shlohoyu v'mishkan le'ov v'le'tolda. Pelige. Memar came Lavi Mishkan Kalal. Memele Potterle. Ulamar Minan Minyan Lamdulaze. Same conclusion, but each one had a different reason for ruling out non-Mishkan activities. The Aval Gavni Misayim Lamanda Omar Kineged Avodah Mishkan. So now the Ramban says, but now you're gonna blow me away the way that Tosfos knocked it down. How am I gonna finish reading the Gemara if I say this how did any machlokes? So what's the raya from the Braisa? Lav mishum delay maidu kuli alma beha el mishum diktoni. Heim zoru va'atem loy tizru demashma demehosam gomar. No, what's the tarot? What has he been tarot? V'chi azirinu rachmonim im leches ha mishkan azirinu. U'mishim hachi sam ha'parsha v'shav v'shav mishkan. U'laman da'omra k'neged avoyde shebetora le'garminam im mishkan elu le'mechshevinu kovos. To figure out what's an of that comes from the Mishkan, but nothing more than that. No, what's from the Mishkan? What's the from the Gemara though? No, what of the Braisa is supportive of the of the first Shita? No, go ahead. They didn't plant in Mishkan, therefore Atem Loi Tizra, also you don't plant. The Ramban says, Ki ilu the Azhora v'chi Azharinu Rachmana, when the Torah prohibited us from Melechas and Mishkan Azharinu. That's Ki ilu the Lav is there, it's not the same. But it smacks of the Tosfos Rid. That there's a law for every melacha that was done in Mishkan. V'chi azarinu rachmana v'mleches on Mishkan azarinu. All right. So now let's figure this out. According to Tosfos, we have two shitas, and the two shitas we can distinguish very easily between them. One shita learns from Mishkan. One shita did not learn from Mishkan. All right. Tosfos is clear. There's one line that it's still to work out. And we're able to move on in the Mesichta because the Mesichta drops the second Shita. So it's easy. We're left with the Shita that we're learning Melachos from Hekesh. Right? Learning the Melachos from Hekesh. Rava and Abaye are now arguing, you heard before, what Josh was saying before, are now arguing only within the Shita that made it past from Testament base. Abayim and Rava say, how do we know? Zayre Abayim and Rakid, because the Tana of Ayin Gimel Amun Aleph is the Tana that learned from Leches and Mishkan. Elamai Abayim swings out and says, and Rava swings out, and Rava says, maybe there's an additional Rabbi Yehuda Anasi who learned from Leches and Mishkan. But he learned from Eilat Dvarim to limit to 39. In other words, what Tosfos and Rashi identify as being Rava, that's what the Ramban calls Rav Yeshua, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi ben Lekunya. So that has to be pshat. Has to be. Abaye Rav Dvarim to Abaye, we learn from Lech Mishkan. Rava says an artificial cap. That is the Ramban Shita. Of Rabbi Yosi, of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya, correct? So according to Tosfos, Ramban's Mahalach pops up later on in Ayin Daled Aleph, because the Tosfos' Kash is okay. Tosfos' Kash is thickly arguing over here. And Tosfos' Kash, but there's no Gemara that says that this Brisa supports Rava's Pshat to Rabbi Yehuda. If anything, Rava's also dropped over there. Elad Dvarim is dropped according to Tosfos. So Tosfos sheet that we can map out, Rashi and Tosfos can map out very, very nicely. It's done. Alright? There's one major issue that's left, and that is exactly how do they analyze Mishkan. So that we'll discuss Sunday, Mirat Hashem. That's Psicha de Leital. You look it up, you learn it. However, we can finish up Tosfos now. Machlegs and Testament Beis. Once you take it dropped, the argument continues as the Machlegs Rav and Abaye. Rav gets dropped. So we're left with Abaye's Shita, probably not Rabbi Anasi, and that is that the Malachis are learned from Mishkan. There is no numerical cap. Varaya of Yehuda Vailoi has 41. Our Tana, the Tana of the Mishnayis, the Masechta Shabbos, held over 39. That's why he records it. In order that you should know that there's a number, you should know the maximum cap of chatois, and in order that you don't make a mistake to think that we would follow Rita Bar Eloi. Alright? So everything's neat. According to Ramban, and the shittas are significantly apart from each other. One learned from Mishkan, one learned from important malachis. If we wanted to make it a little bit more dramatic, so we would say that according to the Shita Dechuya, Shabbos is a day of Menucha, Chazal, to figure out one of the major activities people are involved in, and therefore describe a day of rest. How are you going to describe a leisure day? By removing ourselves from the most important Melachah, so to speak. According to Abaye, according to the way we paskin, Rav Chanina Bar Chama, Kadosh Baruch Hu defines Shabbos as the opposite of Mishkan. And then you can say that, and you can go on in Hashkaf in many, many ways. Either you say that Mishkan was built as a microcosm of the world, and therefore all the Malachis of Bri are going to be found in Mishkan. You find that in certain parts of Kabbalah. Or you'll say that that Shabbos is supposed to create a situation like Mishkan, Lefnei Hashem, and that's why the two are described. Mishkan does it proactively, Shabbos does it prescriptively. Alright. You see there's a very significant issue over there, Al-Pi Hashkaf. Coming back to the Ramban, Ramban says no. He will not accept one Nakuda. What's the dividing Nakuda between the Ramban and Tosfos? In Svara. Go ahead. Can there be, or Ramban rejects the notion, which Tosfos entertains. Tosfos is aware this is the rubbing point. Ramban rejects the idea that without some context, you can figure out Malachis. What's that? Which one? He says that's a fine-tuned Machloikas as to where what generates the Iser. Come, we'll explain that now. Alright? So Ramban says it's impossible for Bas Vadam to factor out 39 major activities without Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, you gotta look from a certain area. That's the rubbing point. Tosfos the Ramban. So, since Ramban says that is an impossible Shita, so therefore the Ramban says there's got to be some kind of a context of where Malacha comes from. It's got to be from Mishka. Alright? It's an argument, he's nowhere to move, so to speak. You will not come up with anywhere near 39 if the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't, if you have an impossible task, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not define for you the context. Alright, so now let's go slowly in the Ramban. So what is the machlekes then? Everybody is shown Mishkan, right? You gotta go to Mishkan. Everybody has the Hekesh. Not like Rashi, that identifies the Hekesh with one side. They both have the Hekesh. Alright? No. So where do they part ways? One apparently is going to find Melachos Chashuvos in Mishkan and will come up with 39. One is not going to come up with 39 unless you give him a certain number. So what's the machlekes? Coming back, let's come back to Mishpatim Avi. Mishpatim Avi. So he said, and sof, how does the Ramban explain this brisa? So Ramban says, the pshat and the brisa is a temle tizru. That's the difference. No, so what's pshat? So where is the nekuda? According to Ramban, where is the nekuda samachlegis between the two shitas? Well, see? That could be a fallout, but the truth is that according to Ramban, both sheets, I think, end up with a similar list. According to what? According to Ramban, according to one sheet, according to the other sheet. No, according to Ramban, according to the other Shita? 39. So what is the parting point? What's the machlekes? What are the two Shitas part ways? They both are looking at the same thing. So one came up with 39 without a cap, and one got a cap.
And where do you start from?
What do you mean?
First day is you stay in the Mishnah. You look at the Mishnah, and you find out how many officers there are, you end up with 39. The second
day is that look at the world, look how many walkers there are, compare it with the Mishkan, and then you end up trying to get there. There's a second day in the Ramban that says they entertain malachis outside of Mishkan as well. Right? That's correct. But what I don't look at is not the 2 days in the Ramban, the 2 days in the Gemara, the machlekes tanam in the Gemara. Right? What's the machlekes tanam in the Gemara? No? And mamish so close, but there's got to be some machlekes. And the Ramban says the machlekes are temle tizru. No? So that's where it should be very clear. So, l'chayra, and this is you're just saying pshat in the Ramban. L'chayra, what the Ramban is saying is, I think he mentioned this yesterday. Is the Mishkan just an index, or is the Mishkan, call it prescriptive? Is the Mishkan, I'm going to say it in a fancy way, is it descriptive or prescriptive, right? Or is it descriptive? In other words, is the Mishkan simply an index? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given Moshe a list of malachis. He could have given him some text which has a huge list of malachis. You'll find them over here. Or is the Mishkan defining Shabbos? Right? According to, in other words, the Tosfos' understanding and the Ramban's understanding are very, very close. The only one that could is how are you ever going to figure out the major activities? So Tosfos is possible, and the Ramban says it's impossible. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'll show you where to look. Look in Mishkan." But not that the Mishkan is participating in defining Shabbos. And that's why the Ramban says, "You know what the Tanya is? The Tanya is it says Atem Lo Tizru." There in Ramban. The way that we explain Tosfos is going to be the way that we explain the Shita that remains according to Ramban. It's a difference of it's a the technical difference. According to Tosas, there is a Hekesh, and then Chazal worked hard to figure out the 39 major activities in Mishkan. According to Ramban, everybody said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Melachos are Aser, go to Mishkan to figure them out. According to the first Shita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shabbos is the opposite of Mishkan. Mishkan will teach you what's Aser on Shabbos. And according to the second day, according to Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishkan is not defining Shabbos, but where are you going to look? In the Midbar, where are you going to look for Melachos? So you look in Mishkan. That's the place to look. So, if I'm telling you, the Ramban would say, if I'm telling you that Mishkan defines Shabbos, so then it makes sense that you will look for the 39 most important activities, or better yet, then it makes sense that you will look at Mishkan, figure out how Mishkan is defined, and then Shabbos is defined as the opposite of Mishkan. But if I'm telling you that Mishkan is just the list, so I have to give you one other piece of information. How many Melachos to get? If Mishkan is prescriptive, so then it's understood I want my Shabbos to look the opposite of Mishkan. So how do I do that? So I have to look at what will make Mishkan and what will make Shabbos the opposite of Mishkan. And they tell it a little bit sharper. What will make it impossible to build a Mishkan on Shabbos? But if I'm telling you Mishkan is just the list of Melachos, so then I need another piece of information. And that is, what's my number going to be? So according to Ramban, what we said in Tosafot really becomes even sharper. And it really becomes just a technical issue. The Maskan of the Gemara is that Mishkan is prescriptive of Shabbos. Not just descriptive. Atem lo tizru. And then, once again, Rav and Abaya will argue later on that whether there was some numerical cap that was given. Right, so again, I don't think there's a very big difference in how we move weiter once you learn the Ramban, I say for a carrot. That when you work hard in the Ramban and Tosfos, they're really quite close together. The difference is whether the Shita Dechuya, how involved was the Shita Dechuya? How involved was Mishkan in the Shita Dechuya? Alright. But say so, it's the Shita Dechuya. However, what we do end up learning is that the Shita which now carries through Shabbos, that what the Ramban spells out now, Atem Leitizru, makes sense according to Tosfos as well. What the Ramban says that the Mishkan defines Shabbos, L'chayre, and Yachlan Hekesh is the same thing. Alright? If anything, the conclusion that we came to in Tosh becomes even sharper in light of this Ramban. Alright? What I wanted to accomplish is to see how Memtes is the next sugi that you have to see once you've done Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet. I'd like you to look at Sadi Zion, the first Omer of Azarek. And look at Sadi Vav Amud Bey, sorry. Look at that more carefully. You should know these passages Be'ian. And Testament Bey, Sadi Vav Amud Bey, Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet. And I think, with one more shir, we'll be able to wrap up this whole issue of how very clear, how the Nisora of the Melachos and Mishkan work. Okay.